Fruity Gumdrops, ladies and gentlemen. Open line Friday. This is where allowing the content of this end of this program gets turned over to you. Rank, lovable rank, as I, your highly trained broadcast specialist, sit by and marvel at your content.
Thank you once again for that, Rush. Do appreciate it. It is the lovable rank. And if Rush says it, doesn't that mean it's true? It is the lovable rank. And it is free speech Thursday because I am off tomorrow. You can hear Kevin Jackson. He'll be taking my place. So hopefully you will enjoy that. But no worries. I will be back in the seat on Monday. God helping me to do so. I hope I didn't offend anybody now, and any state contracts I have may be taken away. As I told you, I wanted to speak last week to Congressman Amash. He's a Republican from the 3rd District here in Michigan. Many of my listeners, congressmen, he's constituents. And I had a couple things to talk to him. Generally, we like to talk every once in a while, so I'm able to talk to him about what's going on, issues of the day. Specifically, I wanted to talk to him this time about his no votes. He took a lot of flack on his no votes when it came to Kate's Law, as well as the, what is it called here? H.R. 3003, the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act. So on the line with me right now is Congressman Justin Amash. Good morning, Congressman Amash. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Rank. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you took a lot of fire last week on your votes. And I do know, and I had pointed my listeners to your Facebook when you eventually put up the reason for your no votes on Kate's Law. And why don't you explain what Kate's Law was and then why you voted no, and then we'll go to the Sanctuary City one.
Well, Kate's Law is a bill that has had multiple versions, and the latest version increases maximum sentencing penalties, essentially, for illegal reentry of suspected illegal aliens. So what this bill also did, though, was it included a provision that disallowed a suspected illegal alien from challenging an element of the crime. And that's flat-out unconstitutional under our system. And, there, in fact, there's been a Supreme Court case on this very issue with almost exactly the same set of facts, and the Supreme Court also said it violates due process.
So, right now, it doesn't matter if you're here illegally or legally in the United States, you are due process.
That's right. That's what our Constitution says. So, if you look at the Bill of Rights and you read the language of the Bill of Rights and you go to the Fifth Amendment, you'll see that it says persons. It doesn't say citizens. And elsewhere in the Constitution, it does mention citizens. And with respect to the kinds of privileges given to citizens in the Constitution, you see things like voting. But when it comes to protection of rights, we all have rights in this country. And even people who are suspected of coming in illegally, now they should be removed if they're here illegally. I agree with that. But when you have a criminal charge against them and they're going to a court and they're going to be tried, they get due process just like anyone else.
So why then were you the only Republican that voted no on this?
Yes.
So then why did the rest of the Republicans vote yes on something like this if it's unconstitutional?
So I don't want to speak for each of them. I think.
Well, generally, why would someone vote yes for something they know to be unconstitutional?
Well, I can say this generally. Generally speaking, members of Congress do not read the legislation they're voting on. That's a general rule. Now, does it apply to everyone? No. There are some people who read it. But then you also have...
Well, but if I may, Congressman Amash, by reading it, you mean in detail. They know the sense of what it is about,
oh,
but
sure.
They may not know the details. They know the executive summary of it.
Yeah, but they might not even read the executive summary. Oftentimes, it'll just be their staff who take a look at it, and their staff might not be trained in the law. And they're getting their information from the leadership team. So in most cases, they're not really reviewing the legislation the way they need to. But then there's also a subset, and I would say it's a very small subset, but it is there, of people who agree with me and agree with the Supreme Court and agree that this is unconstitutional, but aren't willing to go out on a limb because they know the politics of it. And that happens frequently. It's not just this issue. I get that all the time. Justin, I agree with you. You're absolutely right, but the politics of this are bad, and Fox News is going to attack us and all this other stuff.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you say then to the families of the, for instance, Kate Steinle, as well as I reported yesterday that a Mexican illegal immigrant who's been removed from the U.S. seven times was drunk driving 100 miles per hour on July 4th and killed a father of three? What would you say, because there's probably many of them out there right now who are listening, or people maybe who hopefully didn't experience this, but are having that feeling, that same sentiment. Congressman Amash, how are we, you know, why aren't we doing something about this?
Well, first, those are all still crimes. When you commit murder or commit other acts of violence, those are crimes.
No, I understand that, Congressman. Sorry for stepping on you here, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Again, I want to focus. It's more on these people wouldn't have been here or been on the streets if something like Kate's Law was in place.
Well, first, that's not true. You know, it increases the maximum penalties, but it doesn't change anything else. So you're talking about, instead of having a 5-year prison sentence, maybe you have a 10-year prison sentence. That would be an example of the kind of thing it does. So whether or not they'd still be here, I don't know. It depends on whether you believe that increasing a prison sentence like that is going to be a deterrence. So I think that's a questionable point. But the bottom line is, we have to protect the Constitution, we have to protect the United States, and what the United States is about is protecting people's rights. And that includes the rights of criminal defendants. And while in this case the criminal defendants are not the type of people often who are going to get support from the public at large, there are lots of other situations where it could be a family member, it could be someone else who is wrongly accused, and then they don't get due process in court. And then people will feel very differently about it.
What would you say to, for instance, I received an email from Brandon that says, challenge what? Where does it say that illegal persons has due process? This is more of Justin Amash, never Trump stance. They do not have rights in this country.
Well, this is a weird position to take, the person who wrote you that. The Declaration of Independence is about how our rights are from our Creator, and they are natural. The whole basis of the founding was that our rights don't come from government, that government doesn't give us our rights, that they are natural, that we're endowed by our Creator with these rights. So it's a weird thing for me to hear maybe a conservative. I'm guessing that the person wrote you that considers himself a conservative, saying that our rights come from government, that the U.S. government provides you the rights. The government doesn't provide you rights. God provides you rights. Nature provides you rights. These are inherent to being a human being. And it's a weird thing now to hear people who I thought believed in the Declaration of Independence, I thought believed in our American system, now changing their tune and saying, no, rights come from government, which is a very, frankly, left-wing view that rights come from government. When you believe rights come from government, you can make anything a right. Health care is a right. Anything under the sun can be a right if you believe the rights come from government.
All right, I'm going to take a quick...
That's not what rights are.
I'm going to take a quick break, Congressman Amash. I know we have you for a little bit more on the other side of this break. We'll come back and ask you about the sanctuary city issue. You're listening live with Rank. We'll be right back after this.